The threshold perception in my evidence class is that we can see things two ways. Either I'm in your movie or you are in mine. In your imagination, whose is it? Assume this is rhetorical space, that all we see is story. Imagine that it's possible. Visualize the skill that's used in sport. See a future. Live it. Does it feel more fun as you go along to feel the world respond to you? What sort of response for you is enough? I got feedback after my first class yesterday. Some said they are bored. At least a possible message from one or two. Do I believe it for a minute? No. Yes. Which state of mind? Is it possible to go from one to the other? Yes. I testify. My first day was interesting to me. I very much enjoyed it. Came back to my office and couldn't wait to read the reviews. Well, not quite. Two states of mind. One eager to please, looking out. Other just doing it. Have you been there? Two states of mind, one in which I am speaking to you, one in which I am speaking to my class and are listening. Two ways in which I relate to you and you relate to me. Perception, memory, credibility, or is it character, language, the trajectory of a message, its structure from me to you, witness to jury, you to me, jury back to witness. Who is audience for the witness? To whom does the witness speak? About whom does the witness care? This is structure of a message. Message. About how I communicate with you and with you. How you communicate with me. What messages do I see? Perception. I had you do a wave in class yesterday. I felt you were self-conscious. How did you feel? Tell it like it is. You asked for connection between cyberspace and evidence. Let's make one. Cyberspace is out there. New space doesn't yet exist. We reach it with media. We make the field of meaning richer. We draw people to great, classic, powerful, resonating story. Is it a value of good lawyers to be good storytellers? Should it be? Is it beneath a lawyer's dignity? How about a professor of the law? I am your professor, your evidence teacher. My subject encompasses reality, yet each has his, her own. Next week, the story of Solomon. Suppose we imagine this class to be a media event. What would it take to make that happen? Can we fashion ourselves into a storytelling machine? Can we learn to push the firmament around by really doing it? Is that the mission of a school of law? To teach folks how to use the law to push the firmament around and to study law from the other side to see how it feels pressed up against you. What should be the mission of this class? Suppose we constitute ourselves as an identity and push out, seeing what impediments we meet, learning as we go along the way, walk along, pace along, feel it as energy in our bodies and our minds. I speak to my class at Harvard Law School. You who have survived rigorous training in learning to sit in seat. How does it feel? What is the meaning of it? The questions to be asked, large and small. Fill in the blank. Let me see best answer. Imagine what we could do with Ethernet to the desk. Each port, a point of entry. Our fuel, our energy. What should be our plot? What should be our story? What shall be our enterprise? What shall be our roles? What cast of characters for the play? Shall we tell our own story, or shall we tell the story of another? How can we tell both? Who will help me get it done? How shall we begin? What shall the seed message be? In what media will it be expressed? How does one begin a song except to sing?